We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are on Daf Lamed He in the Sefer. Ois Gimel. Od Gimel. Now, which is entitled Gilui Hayediot Shel Chochmazu. Hu Emsaot Mashalim Kedei Lasig Sod Hanimshal. In order to get a handle on this Chochmah, it's done in a way, it's taught us in a way of mashalim. Examples, stories. Love not the stories, but just examples. In order for us to understand the inner meaning. That's basically the translation of this title. Now, Gimel, v'hine. Kol elo yediot kulam shaychut ledagot shonot elyonot shel gilui elokut yibarach. Now, everything we've discussed till now is various musagim in various levels in Elukut Yitbarach. I mean, the whole purpose of this is not only a mental exercise to understand. We said that is part. That's one facet of the limud, the yedat at Hashem, to know Hashem. That's one of the mitzvot, tayyag mitzvot, to understand Hashem, not only on a pshat level, but also on a remez level, on a dush level, and also on a sod level. He wants us to understand Him on all levels. That's why He has given this tradition to us from Moshe Sinai to all the Tanayim, the Amoraim, to the Rishonim, to the Achronim, to the Arizal, and further, as order for us to know Him better, in order for us to attach ourselves to Him. And as well, like we just said, it's not only Yedir, but also Dveikut, and it's not only a Chassidish Malach and the Vod of Hashem, but rather this is Poshupshat in learning Kabbalah. It's part and parcel of the other facet, but more practical to use the Chokhmah to mitzdavik to Hashem, to get closer to Hashem. And there are, as he's pointing out over here, there are various levels in that. V'dagot shonot shel malachav ruchniyim osidvaro. And to recognize also there are elements over there which are malachim. Shekulam inyanim ruchanim muvshati mikol min tziur v'dmud gashmi. That's one of the first principles one learns, is taught in all introductory lessons in Kabbalah, that do not take the words literally. That's the basic, that's the first mistake anybody can make in this limud, to take anything literally. These are all figuratively speaking. Liotam tachlit ba'ashata. Because there is the main distinction between the spiritual worlds and the material worlds. Okay, this is something we said over in other various shiurim that were given on Dat Elokim and so on and so forth, that the main difference is that you cannot mix the two worlds, even though they are interconnected, and even though one is a mirror image of the other. But nevertheless, one cannot be similar to the other by definition, because a ruchni dava, something which is spiritual, cannot be materialized, and something materialized cannot be spiritualized. It has its own realm, place, and time. And therefore, the person's biggest mistake in learning Zlimo is to take these concepts that we'll see, talking about the Sfirot and Patsufim, Olamot, and so on and so forth, and think that they actually are there. We'll speak about limbs, we'll speak of Yad, and Yadayim, Raglayim, and various body functions, and so on and so forth. But again, there's no such thing of that in the upper worlds. Now, saying that there is a Machloket Achronim, how far to take this musag of moshul v'nimshal. Now this musag, I just want to say this in passing, that this moshul of moshul, this musag of moshul v'nimshal is really coined by the Ramchal. Ramchal is very big on this, about moshul v'nimshal. That it gives an example that the Arizal's teaching and the Zohar's teaching is all mashalim, but really has nothing to do with the actual etzem sod. The actual etzem sod is mufshat. It's completely separate from the moshul. But except what we learn a limud ba'alma from the mashal, and that leads us to something which is called the nimshal eventually. But it's really, the mashal is called the melitza. It's a melitza. It's not really the etzem nimshal, far from it. Now, saying that, I have to admit that I've seen the Leshem and others that argue with this principle. And they say that that's not true at all. And they argue by saying, their argument is that the Zohar's Lashonot, the Lashonis of the Zohar, the Lashonis of the Arizal are very, very prominent, the very specific, explicit. And what are the Lashonis? That is the Nimshal. The Moshul and Nimshal are intertwined one for the other. But again, it's not the same. Meaning that we have to understand there are, again, that's a very simple principle that we've seen in the Rambam and Sefer Deyan, that even though we find in the Torah Yad Hashem, Regel Hashem, Kol Hashem, and not Eini Hashem, there is no such principle, there's no such thing. Hashem doesn't have these physical parts to him whatsoever, Chas V'Shalom. But rather, he has the etzem and na'im and yadayim and reglaim, and we have, on the contrary, we have something which is a moshul to that. We think we have a hand, we think we have a yad, but no, rather, it's a very vague representation of what a hand and what a leg is really all about. And the Shlach Kodesh really brings it out in his Sefer, Shnei Luchot Abrit. It really brings out this principle that we are only a vague imprint of the actual stamp. As a stamp puts its imprint into the ground or into the clay, then you have a vague representation of that, a duplicate, like a photocopy is never the same as the copy. So saying that, we have to understand that this Moshul Nimshal is sort of a shaila in the Achronim, how far to take it. Do we say that the Nimshal, that the Moshul is a complete melitza, meaning it has no connection to the Nimshal, except rather it's trying to teach us something as close as possible to the Nimshal? And the Nimshal is a secret, and you can only see it with your spiritual mind, with your spiritual eye, as you call it, your third eye. Or do we say no, the Moshul and the Nimshal are intertwined, and so we speak about the Patsufim, we speak about, for example, the Tzimtzum, or Shaila, whether it's Tzimtzum Kipshuto, Tzimtzum She'enu Kipshuto, whether we take it literally, we don't take it literally. So even though we're saying that is Kipshuto, we say Tzimtzum is Kipshuto, these things did happen, these various processes, again, which we haven't explained yet, that we're going to see different processes, different systems happening in the Etz Chaim. We're going to develop them, and we'll see them being developed. We say that they are kipshuto. Doesn't mean that they actually happen in our, like we can imagine, in our material minds. Of course not. That everybody agrees. But the question is how far the moshul to the nimshul is. That's the whole machlokes between them. So again, according to the Ramchal, it's completely mufshat. There's no connection whatsoever. According to the Leshem and others, they are very, very close together. But nevertheless, even the moshul we can't fathom. That's the point of the matter. The moshul which are given to us, for example, Patsufim, and we have a yad, and we have a rosh, and we have a gar and a vak. We're gimel rishonim when we have a vak, vav ktsavas, all these different Musagim that we'll speak about in Hashem, or we'll translate them, but how far is that to our how far is that from the Nimshal? That is the only thing. I hope I made that clear. Okay, so let's go back into the text again. So let's just start again. Vehine, kol elo yidiz kulam shaychus ledagos shonot עליונות של גילו אלוקות יברך ודאג שונות של המרחב רוחנים עושה דברו שכל המיננים רוחנים מופשטים כל מיני ציום ודמות גשמי ויהיו בתכלית הפשטה ונבדלים לגמרי מכל ענייני העולם הזה בגשמי. They are completely separate and מופשט. Everything רוחני, and that means everything we're going to be learning from now on in the Kitva Arizal are completely, this is again, let me just interject over here, that the Kitva Arizal, the Arizal was a I don't want to say he was a prophet, but close to it. He had Ruach HaKodesh, he had Gilo Eliyahu, he had Neshamas coming to him on a constant basis, And he had many, many Talmidim close to him who wrote many things about him to testify all this was true. Now he is describing to us in his writings something that he saw with his spiritual eye. Or some wants to say that the fact that he was able to uplift his neshama outside of his goof, go into the spiritual realms, and able to observe what was happening there, seeing that he was then on a spiritual level, he was able to capture all the spiritual worlds. So when you come back down into the material worlds and you try to articulate that in material words, it becomes nearly an impossible task. A very, very difficult task. So nevertheless, you have to do this impossible task by using materialism to enable you to transmit this Mesorah, this transmission that we have from Moshe Mitz Sinai, in a very awkward way, using very physical words to describe something very material, which is come out impossible. So nevertheless, we'll see a lot of words being thrown around and describing different facets of it. But again, I keep on stressing this, the words are not to be taken literally, but rather to understand the concepts the concepts between the words and around the words, as opposed to actually taking the words literally.
וגם כל פרטי גלויים סדרי הנגנתו הנגנתיו הנמשך ממנו כולם הם בתכלית האפציות הריחוק מכל ענייני הגשם.
They are completely mufshat, everything that we speak about Hashem, and we speak about all his malachim, his angels, and we speak about the spiritual world. They are far, far, far from our capabilities, our intellect to grasp onto whatsoever.
ולכן אין אפשרו שכל אדם לתפוס, להבין, להשיג דבר מהן באמיתות.
Therefore, it's impossible for us to gain any clear, true understanding.
שערי כל אדם, כל שכלותו יוכלות ידיעתו, הוא רק בענייני עולם הזה,
because we are limited to what we see, feel, or what our five senses can absorb.
ואין ענייני הגשם הגבול,
and this is, therefore, we are limited. And when you're dealing with the unlimited world, which is the infinite world, which is the spiritual world, that sort of won't make any sense. Even the greatest computers cannot fathom infinity.
Therefore,
we find that the Torah, we use various Lashonot, Nevi'im, also the great Mekubalim in the previous generations.
Lamshil,
give us examples.
כל אותם עניינים הגשמיים הנשגבים במשלים גשמיים,
that will give us very high holy concepts in very material terms.
אגם אין שום דמיון כלל בין הדברים כפי שהם בהפשטה מביטות,
even though there's really no connection between them, ובין אותם משלים המייחסים אותם בהם.
וכל הדרך המשל והנמשל בבד,
it's all in this type of wording of mashalim that we try to get some type of inkling of what is being said to us.
כדי לתת איזה תפיסה באחיזה המושגים המופשטים.
Again, in order to get in some inkling of what's going on.
Okay, now we turn the page to Lamed Vav.
באמצעות משלים מעולים התחתונים גשמי, הגם שאין שום דמיון בין המשל לנמשל, כלל, even though there's no connection between them. Like I said, this point is under contention.
ואפילו כינוי הרוחניים העליונים בשם אורות,
even though we'll see these concepts which are explained to us as אורות, lights.
אינו אלא בדרך משל בעלמא, even that's only a משל, only example.
שאורות על גילוי, because it's coming to show us a sort of a realization, not a realization, sorry, a revelation,
הספשטות פרטי הנהגה של הבורא, בתחתונים,
ערד פני המתייחסותו אליהם,
And therefore, these concepts are brought up often, and one of them is called lights. Now, lights, you understand, is even though we look at it as a very spiritual thing in our world, but really in the spiritual world, it doesn't exist. Because it's very, 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 anything prominent in this world, anything found in this world is automatically defined as Gashmi and cannot be, is definitely not included in the spiritual world. So even light, fire, air, even air is considered to be Gashmi because it's found in our world. We have no such thing as anything spiritual. We have something close to it. Light is probably the closest we have to spirituality, and therefore that is why this mashal, this example of light, was used in the Kabbalistic writings. Okay, so let's continue. Next section, Dalet. Adam nivra b'tzelem Elokim, v'lachem hu ikar mashal shebo oskim. Since the pasuk tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam b'tzelem Elokim, that's why most of the examples are given in bodily form.
והנה, עיקר המשל שבו מרמזים הגלויים, הרוחנים והמופשטים של הערת כוחות הנהגה של הבורא יתברך הוא דמות אדם.
Now, one of the most prominent examples we'll find in the writings of Rizal and also in the Zohar for that matter, we'll find that the ramazim to the person's physical being is guf adam. Kemosh katu bereshit perek tet pasuk vav v'tzelem elokim asa et adam v'sod tzelem adam atachton eino inyan dmut v'tzura gufo ela hu heyot gufo levush el nishmato ad shekol pratotargiag prate kochot hanishama מדלבש תוך הגוף יוצא לברוע יוצא לפועל על ידי אחד מתרייג עברי וגופני הגוף. So the most important thing is not the actual goof of the person, the body of the person, but rather the neshama, which is the underpinning of the goof, which actually makes the goof work. So the neshama will spread in all the different 613 parts of a person and will make that goof work. V'hare atzelem iko besod neshama. So this tzelem that we're talking about, this form that we speak about, the tzelem elokim, which is referred in the pasuk, is actually referring back to the neshama, which taken the form of a body. V'yichelik eloka mima'al, it's part of Hashem, kiviyochol, atzulu mitachat kisei hakavod, which was created under the kisei hakavod, דאצילות קודשו יתברך ומתפשטת או משתלשלת ממדרגה למדרגה דרך כל פחתי עולמות, and which was led down and sent down into these lower worlds עד שסופו מתלבשת בגוף אדם, until finally it enters a person's goof, which is made from afar, as we know from the pasuk, from the ground. והנשמה האלוקית הזאת היא הפועלת בשליטתה על החומר הגס בשיתוף השכל שבמוחים. Now this, because the neshama is inserted into the goof, it makes the goof work with an additional component called the seichel, the brain, which is also part and parcel of the neshama. That's part of the again, neshama, I want to tell you that neshama is a generic name. There's really five parts to the neshama. And we find, for example, the nefesh, which is the lowest part of the neshama, is found in the liver. The next part of the neshama is called the ruach, that's found in the heart. Next part is called the neshama, which is found in the head. And the Rav Chaim in the Voloshin, and Nefesh Chaim explains that that's only the nitzus achron, that's the last part of the neshama, like sort of the heels of the neshama is hanging down into your head, but most of it is outside your body. Higher than that is called the chaya, and higher than that is called the yechida, which attaches you all the way up on high. Okay, so we have all these parts of the neshama thrown into your goof, and together with that is part and parcel of your brain, which is part and parcel of the neshama shabo, and together that makes your entire goof work. So let's read that again. והנשמה האלוקית הזאת היא הפועלת בשליטתה על החומר הגס בשיתוף השכל המוחים והרצון וחפת שבלב על כל מידות אדם ועל פחתיה פחתי עבריו.
So again, it goes and absorbed in every fabric of your body.
לפעול בהם בגשמיות ממש את התורה ומצוות, in order to make this spiritual material representation in this world type of thing, in order to do the mitzvot and the Torah, litaken, and that purpose is, once you're suited up with this goof on top of you, on top of your neshama, you can now then be entrusted with the task of, as we said earlier on, to fix up the world. Litaken olamot b'machut shaddai, le'ila u'letata, in order to, from the top to bottom, then bottom to top.
וכיוון שהנשמה בשחושה היא חלק וניצוץ קטן מגלויה,
since the neshama in its shoret, in its roots, is only really a tiny little ניצוץ in a bigger hole,
יתברך שבעולם הצילות, הרי היא פועלת באמצע עברי הגוף, it works via the goof, בהתלבשות הבו, via the goof. לכן, אנו מייחסים גם ענייני הבורא יתברך עצמו לדמות הגוף, לדמות אדם.
And therefore, that's why the connection between the pasuk,
בצלם אלוקים, בדמות אדם, in order that בצלם אלוקים, but the word בצלם אלוקים, that's the whole connection between it, because we have this the holy neshama, which is part and parcel of the spiritual world, which takes the form of a goof, and thereby this phrase that we find, בצלם אלוקים, שו נשמה תוך הגוף.
Should we read that line again?
לכן אנו מייחסים גם ענייני הבורא יתברך עצמו לדמות הגוף, לדמות אדם, שהוא נשמה תוך הגוף. כי כאשר מתגלית הארת כוחות הנהגה,
because as soon as this the revelation of this הארה, which is the hispashtus of the or,
כוחות הנהגה נמשכים ממנו כביכול, מתחברים אל העולמות עליונים ארוכנים דאצילות קודשו יברך, להתלבש בהם כנשמה תוך הגוף. כדי לפעול ענייני הנהגה בתחתונים המושגים עליהם כדי דאגותיהם, נחשבת בחינת גילוי זה של השפעת אלוקית מתגלית אל התחתונית לבשות בתוך העולמות עליונים, ממש כדניון פועל גוף אדם על ידי נשמתו.
Okay, so we understand the idea he's trying to reveal to us over here is that that we are basically a neshama which is attached onto Hashem, and then we're put into this physical goof in order to do the various mitzvot, and that is the secret of how we can do all these spiritual rectifications. Because we'll develop the theme over here. And what exactly is our job on the earth? What's the whole tafke? People always asking, why am I here? What's the point of life? And so on and so forth. Well, this Kabbalah teaches the point of life. Teaches you what you're here for. What you're here for. And basically, you are to make rectifications in world. We're here as builders of the spiritual world. The question is, how do I build a spiritual world while being a physical entity? The answer is that you, in part of you, is spiritual, and thereby your attachment to the spiritual worlds, and thereby you allowing you to do physical acts, which are really on two levels, on the material level and also the spiritual level, because you have, again, this spirituality within you. And when you're doing these physical acts, which seem to be only exclusively physical, but actually they are part and parcel of a spiritual act. And when you're doing these spiritual acts, you're rectifying the spiritual worlds, and thus you are completing what you're supposed to be doing in this world. And again, the point of this study is to reveal exactly what you're doing and how you're doing it. Let's continue now. Ot he isu akshama bahashmat hishtamshot inani mashalim. Okay, so as we spoke on, this is going to be an isu akshama, meaning to materialize, to make things material.
Ulam davka b'shum kach izaranu b'tokev ha'azara
לא להמשיך אחרי פשיטות הלשונות.
Okay, just repeating what we said beforehand, you should never take the words literally.
לחשוב שכאילו למעלה בעצינות כושו יברך, יש שם דמות או ציור. ושום בחינת כוחות גופניים כלל, you shouldn't think at all that there are any limbs or any כוחות, physical strength over there.
כי לא ראיתם כל תמונה כסיב. Says in the Pasuk Devarim Dalet et Vav that you there's no such thing concept of any tmuna, any physical form up there.
Ve'en lemale ela giloi kochot hanagad yibaro,
only the influences of Hashem is up there.
Shekulam orot ruchniim, they are spiritual lights.
Mufshatim legamim mikol min tziur v'gashmi gvul gashmi.
אלא שכל הנאמר בספר מקובלים בענייני דמות צלם ציניו, הכל הוא משל באלמה כדי לתת איזה בית אחי זה כל דבר.
In order to give some type of inkling, as we said again, in order to get some type of connection, because if it's completely mufshat, and we have no connection to the spiritual world, then there's no point of this whole study. Obviously, there must have been, because people wanted us, by giving us this mitzvah, Yedat Hashem, he wanted us to connect to him. And therefore, he lowered this, he gave us a system of understanding him.
כדי להבין הנמשל בתוך המשל בדרך מושכל פשוט ומופשט.
In order to understand this, and it was given to us as a system of Kabbalah, in order to understand this on a very simple level.
והזהירו רשב"י ושאר המקובלים אמת, האמת, על זה הרבה האזהרות,
the Rashbi and the Zohar, the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the other great Mekubalim in the previous generations, have told us to be very careful in this.
לאחי קדם אל הביש, מלהבין טעות שיש שום גשמות למעלה,
that there is no materialism up there.
וזו נקרא בספרים איסו ההגשמה,
this is the prohibition of not to megashem.
וכל לומד מאיים בספר מקובלים,
anybody who is a learner would see in looking through the various ספרים of the מקובלים,
צריך לובה לימוד בסדר רצוב ושוב.
And the limud is, as he explains, is the רצוב משוב, meaning you go in, you come out, you go in, you come out.
דהיינו, רק השכיל הכתוב הנאמר דרך המשל בשכל פשוט כדי לדעת את הנמשל, ומיד לחזור אחור טרם יצטייר.
In order not to megash, in order to formalize these ideas officially in your mind and take it to physical form, you have to think about the concept and then let go of them in order not to megash them.
כבטבע אדם, אותו מוכשל רוחני של הנמשל בשיחלו המדמה, יתפוס בו ציור דמות של משל.
That's an intrinsic innate action of a person that as soon as he is told an idea, reads about an idea, all automatically gives his mind gives him a material picture of it in his mind.
And therefore he's obviously over the prohibition of not to megashem.
And as Rashbi says in Zohar Chilek Gimel, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Sof Amud Bet,
Arur ha'ish asher yaseh fes
v'masecha. The person is cursed for making such adultery things.
V'sham b'setem.
Dvarim also, Pirush Shloma,
she'im midame b'machshavto, b'limudo, b'sodot ha'Torah, al yedei mashalei ha'olam ma'enu, atachtom dvarim k'pshasha, ke פשטן שחליל וחס כפי ההוראת משל גופני שאנו מזכירים בפינו כך כדמות תלמנו יש למעלה בהצילות אפילו אופן רוחני יותר הרי זה כמייחס פסל מסכה אל הלוקות העליון בור יתברך שמו כמו שכתוב שם בסתר בהסתרו של עולם רצונו שחושב כאותו ציור הנזכר משל קיים למעלה בגילוי כוחות הנגדו יתברר באצילות קודשו ואז זה קבע בו ארור האיש אשר יעשה כן בר מינן רחמן אצלן באיסור חמור ונורא זה.
This is telling us over and over again not to materialize in your mind, because then you're over the Isar Gershama, which you see clearly from the Zohar, very very psukim. Then that is a prohibition. Now we have to understand that we are only human.
A person shouldn't say, well, this is an impossible limud, I will give up now, because obviously, like we just said, it's an automatic reaction, and the person reads something and makes a material image in his mind. So that the Achronim say to us that Shugat Miyavin, Arevel Hashem, that even though we're not doing it purposely and we're not planning to Megashem, but sometimes an idea would Megashem in your mind, you don't have to worry about it so much because you're not doing it intentionally. You're just doing it because it's an innate action of yours, a reflex type of instinct that happens in mind. But one should realize not to contemplate on that image, but rather to let go of it and then move on. But if that does happen, not to take it bad, there is nothing that happens, there's nothing which is prohibited in that, because again, it's not a voluntary action. So, yeah. Okay, so I think we'll stop it here for now. We'll continue next time.